is a disease. An actor's life for me.
We present An Actor's Life for Me, starring John Gordon Sinclair, Gary Waldhorn and Caroline Quentin. Episode 5, Puppets.
Now then, could I have some volunteers, please? Volunteers on the stage. Could I have any volunteers?
Why don't you go, Desmond?
Yeah, go on, Desmond. Go and be hypnotised.
I don't think so. I don't think it's on for his agent to go up, old boy.
Oh, yeah, it could be risky, that. You will get me lots of work. You will forget to take your 10%.
Yeah. Now, don't be silly, Robert.
Right, thank you, madam. Up this way. That's marvellous. Have we got any more volunteers?
Where did you find him, Desmond?
He found me. He'd been retired for a couple of years. Apparently something rather embarrassing happened with one of his volunteers.
Really? Why don't you go up, Robert?
No, thank you, Sue. If you remember, I didn't want to come here anyway.
Right, just a few more. Come on, a few more.
Oh, I'm sorry, old boy. I thought you'd like to see my latest client.
Right, thank you, sir. Now I need just one more volunteer. Could I have one more volunteer?
Go on, Robert.
There's no point. Apart from anything else, I'm not susceptible.
Why not?
Well, I am an actor. I am trained to have complete control over my mind. There is no way that I can be hypnotised to behave like an idiot.
You don't need to be hypnotised to behave like an idiot. Go on, Robert.
Yes, have a go, old boy.
All right. But you'll see, I am just not susceptible.
I'm a little fairy on the Christmas tree, bringing lots of happiness to all the family.
Yes, thank you, Robert. Marvellous, isn't he great, ladies and gentlemen? He is one of the best volunteers I have ever had. Absolutely marvellous. Thank you.
What age has he regressed to now?
24. He performed that in panto.
Okay then, Robert, now listen, when I click my fingers, you will be your present age again, but still under hypnosis. You're right? And you'll be able to tell me nothing but the truth.
Right, Melvin.
Right, good. And you can take that tutu off as well now, if you like.
Thank you.
Now, Robert, you've told us that you're an actor.
Yes, Melvin, that is correct.
So what is your ambition?
To do some.
I see. So you don't get a lot of work then, do you, Robert?
No, I have been in Macbeth and Murder in the Cathedral, but I would specially like to work in television, though I know I have to learn a lot.
Gosh, he's very honest, isn't he?
Yes.
I also have a useless agent.
What?
Oh, Lord.
He never gets me enough money, and he knows nothing about this business. When I told him I like Tom Stoppard's jumpers, he said he never noticed what people wore.
Well, there you are then, ladies and gentlemen. If there are any aspiring actors among you, this is an agent to avoid. No, he's obviously useless.
Yes, he's just taken you on as a client.
Ah, I see.
That's why we're here. I said, I don't want to go to a boring, tacky hypnotist, but he insisted.
Yes. Well, let's move on to other matters, shall we, Robert? More intimate matters, eh? Women.
Ooh, yes. Women.
Oh, no. It's going to be embarrassing. I know it is.
Now, don't worry, Sue. He'll be nice about you.
Is there any special woman for you, Robert? Someone who means a lot to you?
Yes. She's the most beautiful woman in the world, and I'll always love her.
Oh, isn't that sweet, ladies and gentlemen, isn't it, Sue?
I told you, Sue.
And what is her name, Robert?
Kate Hutton.
Who the bloody hell is Kate Hutton?
Kate Hutton. And is she here tonight?
I'll kill her if she is.
No, it's all over now.
Oh, what a pity.
Oh, bloody ah.
But perhaps you'll find someone else, Robert. Now, are you romantically involved with anyone at the moment?
No, I'm engaged to Sue.
Sue.
Yes, here she is. Hello, Sue.
Goodbye, Robert. Oh, God, everyone's looking at me now. They're laughing at me. Why didn't you shut up?
Oh, I am sorry, dear.
I expect you'd like to get back to Sue, wouldn't you, Robert?
Yes, please.
Yes, before she leaves. Don't go just yet, Sue.
Oh, shut up. Your Melv is a complete menace, Desmond.
I know, I'm sorry.
But first, Robert, I want you to do one last thing for us.
Anything, Melvin.
Please let it be Harry Carey.
Calm down, dear. It can't be worse than he's already done.
No, that's true.
Now, when I say the special words, you are going to take all your clothes off and dance around the stage.
Oh, good.
Oh, God. No, not that. They'll see his rash.
Try and look at me.
I wish everyone would stop looking at me.
He will when he starts taking his clothes off. Anyway, I just think they feel sorry for you.
They will when he finishes.
So then, Robert, here are the special words. Are you ready? Nicky, knocky, noo.
I told you I wouldn't be susceptible, Sue. I don't know why you made me go up there.
Nor do I now.
What a pathetic show. He was so boring. He just sent me to sleep. What a rip-off. I feel like going and giving him a piece of my mind.
I think he's had it all.
I hope Desmond's giving him a few harsh words.
Let's go to the car and go home, Robert.
You see, he just couldn't hypnotise me. Oh, no. My mind remained completely impervious to his will.
You don't remember anything, then?
There's nothing to remember, Sue.
You don't remember jumping around the stage with no clothes on and singing silly songs?
Not tonight, no.
You don't remember grabbing that fat woman's gloves and ripping them apart, shouting, "Death to all gloves"?
No, I don't think so.
And you don't remember knocking that man's toupee off and giggling rudely?
Yeah, of course I do.
Oh, yeah, that was in the bar before the show, so...
I was not hypnotised, and you can't make me think I was.
OK, then. How do I know about Kate Hutton?
Kate Hutton?
Yes. The most beautiful woman in the world, you said. The woman you'll always love. How do I know about her unless you were hypnotised? What have you got to say about that, then?
Kate Hutton? Gosh, she was gorgeous.
Robert?
Oh, I'd forgotten all about her.
Never mind that. Who the hell is she?
She was my first girlfriend, if you must know. Years ago.
Oh, she must have been pretty special, though.
Yeah, she was. Special. Love at first sight.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. It sounds silly, but it's true. It was great.
And how long did this great relationship go on for?
All night.
All night?
Well into the morning, actually.
You mean it was a one-night stand?
It's not like you think so. We were serious. I mean, I really loved her passionately, and she really loved me, so inevitably.
You split up after 8 hours.
Well, we had to. It was the end of the holiday.
Oh, I get it. So this great romantic love of your life was a quickie on a Club 1830 bonking break.
It was not Club 1830. It was Club Med, and she was sweet. Anyway, you needn't worry. It was years ago, and I can't remember her address anyway.
Good.
Oh, God, I really was hypnotised. That's awful. I didn't see anything else appalling, did I?
You said Desmond was a useless agent.
Yeah, but I didn't see anything terrible.
Robert, you really hurt him. And you said he doesn't get you work in telly.
Well?
He's got you lots of parts, Robert. It's just you always turn them down.
And why not? They're not exactly gems of characterisations. Non-speaking tramp in EastEnders. Man under wheels of juggernaut in The Bill. Fifth Dalek.
Well, you can't let Desmond down again. He was very upset. He says he's going to try and find you something else on TV, and whatever it is, you're just going to have to take it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
God, I could kill that hypnotist. I'm not supposed to muck you around like this. I'm supposed to help people, you know, unlock memories in the subconscious that make life happier and better.
Like what?
Well, like Kate Hutton's address, for a start.
So I can't get you television work, eh, Robert?
Oh, look, I'm sorry, Desmond, I really am.
He'll take anything, honestly.
Well, I think I've got you something rather unusual, old boy, and it's not a walk-on.
You mean I don't even get to move? I don't mind, I'll still do it.
No, it's a children's programme, but it's a great part. Exciting, difficult, demanding.
Another Dalek.
It's not another Dalek. It's the Vernon the Vole show.
Vernon the Vole.
Oh, I know the one. Aye, kids, it's Vernon the Vunderbol. Yuck, 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 yuck.
Oh, my God.
Now, the thing is, Vernon is a hand puppet.
And you want me to be the hand? Well, it's fine. I'll do anything.
No, Vernon's creator, Denny Wicks, is the hand and the voice. But what they need is a new presenter, a friend for Vernon.
Me.
That will be an acting challenge, being someone's friend.
Yes. Apparently, Tom, the producer, is keen for you to do it. He really likes your work.
Does he? Oh, What's he seen me in? Macbeth? Murder in the Cathedral?
Melvin Show.
Melvin the hypnotist.
I happened to meet him after the show. He thought you were brilliant.
I was unconscious, Desmond.
You're at your best when you like that, Robert.
Look, the fact of the matter is he thought you put on a great show, old boy.
Oh.
Pretending to be hypnotized.
Pretending?
Yes, it seems he thought you were part of the act.
Why?
Because I told him you were.
Oh, that's great, that is.
I was getting you work, Robert, and I wasn't really lying. You did do all the things we saw you do. We know we were all there.
Pity I wasn't all there.
Look, Robert, if you're worried, he'll ask you about
that's
the
all right.
Act.
I'm worried. He might want me to repeat bits. It wouldn't look too good if he's the only one that can remember them.
But I can tell you what you did.
Oh?
You sang some silly songs, stripped off, destroyed a pair of gloves, insulted everyone and recited To Be or Not to Be.
Good grief.
Backwards.
Backwards?
Yes.
Look, old boy, don't worry. Tom says he'll take you to Denny's place tomorrow for a read-through or something. He's just got to fix up a time, but I'm sure you'll get on with them splendidly.
That'll be nice.
They're great. Well, Denny's a bit peculiar, apparently.
Oh, my God.
But Tom's great. Just a bit of a drinker, that's all.
An alky and a loony, that's all I need.
Now. They'll probably like you so much they'll forget all about Melvin's show. They won't care if you were in a trance.
I think I'm still in one. Would you excuse me a moment? I think I need to lie down.
Oh, dear. I think he'll be all right.
Oh, he'll be fine, Desmond, once I've gone through the act with him.
I'm glad you can remember it all. I can't. I certainly can't remember him doing that backwards soliloquy.
He didn't. That'll teach him to fancy Kate Hutton.
Oh, sorry, I was a bit late. Stopped off for a drink and forgot the time. Yeah, talking of which, do you fancy a quick one? I mean, we'll be eating at Denny's, but how about a quick tipple before we get there?
No, thanks. I never drink before breakfast.
Well, I do, especially if it's breakfast at Denny's. Hey, pass me that hip flask, will you?
Which one? You've got quite a collection down here.
The full one.
That's
the one. That's it, thanks. Now, if I can just get the bloody cap off, I'll be fine. God, I need a drink.
Oh, don't you want to stop?
Oh, I'd love to stop, but it's the strain of the job, you see.
No, stop the car. I'm not sure you're supposed to drink and drive at the same time.
Oh, you're right. You do the driving a moat while I unscrew this top.
Right, I can't drive. I'm
not... just lean over and take the wheel. There's a good lad.
Yes, but... Oh, my God. Oh, I just missed that bus.
Bet you wish you'd caught one. Don't crash into anything. I don't want to spill any. Ah, there we are. Ah, lovely. That's better. I'll take over again now.
Thank goodness for that.
I don't know why you're so worried. There's no traffic on the road.
It's all hiding in the bushes.
Oh, don't worry. It's not long now. By the way, I enjoyed the show the other night.
Yeah, so Desmond said.
Yeah, what a performance. You seem to do it so naturally, so easily.
Yeah, I do that sort of thing in my sleep.
I had some very funny moments. I'm a little fairy.
I beg your pardon?
I'm a little fairy. You know, the song you sang.
She never mentioned that.
How did it go, lad?
Why, I'm a little fairy.
God, I must be pissed.
Oh, God, I must be pissed. Yeah, that's right.
I'm just saying that's why I can't remember.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, never mind. Now, there were other funny things, like when you took your clothes off.
Oh, yeah, very funny.
Yeah, have you had that rash seen to yet? Well, it looked terrible.
Well, I've had it since birth. Anyway, what about when I ripped that fat woman's gloves to bits? Wasn't that hilarious?
Yeah. Presumably my wife can claim for those, can she? Not that it matters anyway. The thing is, you see, as soon as I saw you, I realised you'd be perfect for Vernon the Vole.
Did you really?
Yeah. You see, what kids love about Vernon is the way he abuses the presenter. Soaking him, bashing him, covering him in filth. Basically, humiliating him.
Oh, super.
And the great thing is, you obviously don't mind being humiliated. As Desmond said, you enjoy it.
Did he?
Anyway, we're here now. Time for one last swig, eh?
Do you think you should? It's quite a narrow drive.
Oh, that's all right. I've been coming up here for years. Ah, yeah, that's Daddy's house.
Yeah, I thought it might be.
Did you?
Well, his chimney's shaped like a vole.
Well, everything's shaped like a bloody vole. The hedge, the rockery, the lawn. He's completely mad.
I see. The conservatory's a funny shape, too.
Mm, that's because I drove into it. I was drunk that time. Yeah, and unfortunate, that.
Yeah, I imagine it was.
Denny wasn't in it. Yeah, come on, you better meet him.
Like the house?
Yeah, it's lovely. Very impressive. Is that the Hockney?
Yes, beautiful, isn't it? I love beautiful things.
Didn't know he painted voles.
Was a special commission. Vernon's made me a rich man, Robert.
So I can see.
And maybe you'll be Vernon's friend. Tom's been raving about your acting.
Oh, the lad was brilliant, Denny. Brilliant.
Yes, well, you thought Sid Little was brilliant after you'd been drinking.
Robert really was brilliant. He had this glazed, mindless expression on his face.
So does Sid Little.
No. And then he did some very funny things. And the thing is, he loves to make a prat of himself, don't you, Robert?
Oh, yeah, love it.
It's a very successful show.
Good, good. So, where are you doing it next, Robert?
What?
The hypnosis show, so I can come and watch you.
Oh, Birmingham. It's miles away from here.
Well, that's not too far, I'm sure we...
No, about Alabama. Birmingham, Alabama. Far too far, isn't it?
Anyway, I don't suppose it matters if I don't see the show, Robert.
Doesn't it?
No, not really. I'm not the one who hires you. The final decision isn't down to me.
Well, no, of course. Tom's the producer.
It's down to Vernon.
Vernon?
It's his show. He has the final say.
He's a glove puppet.
Would you like to meet Vernon, Robert? I'm sure you would. He's dying to meet you.
Oh, dear.
Let's all go to our breakfast together, shall we? Coffee.
Thank you.
Got everything you need?
Yeah, thanks. I've never had a vole-shaped Weetabix before.
They're new on the market. Great favourite with the kids, aren't they, Tom?
Oh, great favourite, yeah.
And so is this little fellow.
Aha.
Sweet, isn't he? Robert, I'd like you to meet Vernon the Vole.
Hello, Vernon.
Bug off, Robert.
Sorry?
Just joking. Yuck, yuck, yuck. I'm funny, aren't I, Tom? Tom thinks everything I say is funny.
Yes, everything, Vernon.
He has to. Otherwise, I'd sack the dozy drunk.
Well, almost everything.
So you want to be my friend, do you, Robert?
Well, yes.
Then you have to like everything I like.
Oh, right.
Do you like heavy metal?
Ooh, yeah, love it.
Good.
What are you doing? You hit me in the head.
Sorry, Robert. It was an accident.
Oh, I should think so.
Meant to hit you on the nose. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Oh, God, Denny, I don't...
Oh, dear, I do hope Robert isn't cross with me, Denny.
What?
Because if he was, I wouldn't be able to give him the job and he'd lose lots of money, wouldn't he? And that would be sad.
No, I'm sure Robert isn't cross with you, Vernon. Are you, Robert?
No, of course not. He's lovely.
Hey, Robert, guess what sort of car I run?
Car? Well, I've no idea.
A Volvo. Get it? Yuck, yuck, yuck. What sort of bread do I eat?
I don't know.
Volmeal. Oh, I've got thousands of them.
I thought you might have.
Listen, what do you get in the middle of my show?
Bored.
An interval. An interval. Great, eh? What am I?
An arseball.
I'm wonderful! Yuck, 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 yuck.
That's great.
I think Robert likes you, Vernon. Tell him you love him, Robert.
Tell him what?
Shh! Don't let him hear. He'll know I'm prompting you.
Oh, bulls of ears, eh?
Oh, very good. Very good.
I heard that. How could he? How could he?
I'm sorry, Robert. I think it's best if Vernon does all the jokes. Obviously, I don't mind you getting laughs, but it upsets Vernon, you see. Remember, he is only a vole.
Oh, great.
So it's best if you just feed him.
Mm-hmm, the piranhas.
Anyway, you were going to tell Vernon you love him.
What was I? Oh, yes. Vernon... I love you, Vernon.
Oh, I'm sure you'll get on fine.
Yes, in fact, I'd like you to be my new friend, Robert, because I think we're going to be so happy together.
Oh, goody.
Would you like some more coffee, Robert? I made it specially for us.
No, thanks. I'll just finish. Denny, there's a worm in the bottom of my cup.
Is there? I'm not surprised if Vernon made it. Voles like worms, you know.
That's why he likes you, I suppose.
A worm?
Apparently they're a great favourite with voles.
Good Lord.
You put a worm in your coffee. The man's sick.
So was I. I hope Vernon's washable, otherwise he's going to be a different colour for the new series.
Dear Robert. I suppose that cost you the job, did it?
Unfortunately, it didn't, no.
Good. I must say you don't seem very excited about it. I thought you'd be grateful to be given a big break like this.
Well, of course I'm grateful to be given a big break, Desmond. It's just galling to be given it by a vole.
Especially when it means working with a lunatic.
Oh, come now, Sue. I don't think it's that bad. Vernon's obviously a bit of a handful, but, well, from what Robert says, Denny seems a nice enough chap.
Vernon the vole is only a handful because he's got a nutter's hand up his bum.
Oh, well, I'm sure you'll manage them both.
Will I now? I've been doing a bit of checking up. Do you know what happened to Vernon's last three friends?
I've no idea.
One emigrated to Queensland. One took holy orders, and the last one turned down the new series in favour of a more rewarding role.
What's that?
Fifth Dalek. Denny is uncontrollable. He won't keep to the script. He likes hurting people.
He can't be that bad. Remember, the kids love him.
Well, of course the kids love him. Kids love pulling legs off spiders.
Now.
The other thing, this show is live. I'm doing a 50 minutes live every Saturday morning with an anarchist vole.
Oh, dear. Robert, old boy, when is the first show?
4 weeks on Saturday.
Look, I guarantee by the time you get to the first transmission, you'll be the best of friends. You'll wonder what you were worried about.
How are we doing?
Okay, 20 minutes to transmission, Tom.
Isn't it exciting?
We're just letting the kids into the studio.
Good. What about the teachers?
It's on the shelf behind you.
Great. Oh, I could do with this.
Oh, silly man.
Huh?
You shouldn't drink that stuff, you know.
Why not?
Because I put paraffin in it. Yup. Funny, eh?
Yeah, hilarious. Yeah, where's Robert?
Still in makeup. They're still trying to get rid of that black eye.
Damn.
Sorry, Tom. Didn't mean to hit him with that frisbee.
Didn't you?
I just threw it in his general direction.
From 2 feet away? Of course you meant to hit him. Just because he said his favourite meal was toad in the bowl.
Well, that's my joke.
It was a stupid thing to do, Denny. Oh, there you are, Robert. How's the eye?
Okay, thanks.
Sorry.
Can't see the bruise. Isn't makeup wonderful? Makes things completely disappear.
Perhaps we should try some in Vernon.
Hey, Robert, I've had a great idea. You know the bit in the show where I pour custard down your trousers?
Yes.
I think I should pour some fruit salad down as well. Then I could call you a sherry tribal. Great, eh?
No, I don't think that's necessary.
Oh, well, I might do it anyway. Yup. See ya.
God, I'm dreading this.
Don't worry, you'll be all right. Now, can you remember what you're doing?
Oh, yes, I know exactly what I'm doing. It's just Denny I'm worried about.
And cue applause. And give me a close-up on two. Good. And give me a whiskey. Thanks. Cue Vernon.
Hi, kids. It's Vernon the Wonderful. Yup. Great to be back. And I've got a new friend with me. Robert, would you care to say a word?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's not much of a word, but I suppose it'll do. Anyway, we've got a great show lined up for today. Your favourite cartoons, a pop quiz with volunteers from the audience, and some special guests. Plus, you will be meeting the ugliest man in Britain. Oh, no, you've already met Robert. Yup. But first, I've just been handed a note.
Who's handed him a note? What note?
What did it say, Robert?
Dear Vernon, please hit me.
Okay.
That wasn't in the script.
Blood and bowl. Yeah, thank God Robert's managing.
And now, music. Here's the single, latest single, Nicky Knocky Doo. Hey, it's that Nicky fantastic band. Hey, yes, Robert, Nicky Knocky Doo. Hey, it's that fantastic band. What are you doing? Robert!
I can see what he's done doing.
Stop
it! He's hypnotized!
Hold the transmission, Tom. If this goes out, they'll kill the show!
Keep both cameras rolling.
Vole show disrupted by worm.
Oh, no.
Millions of children were horrified yesterday when actor Robert Wilson exposed himself on TV's Vernon the Vole show. Prancing around and calling out a girl's name, he flaunted his wedding tackle in living rooms throughout the country. See full picture spread.
Oh, God.
The studio's phone lines were jammed with complaints about Wilson, plus calls from several doctors worried about his rash. Our doctor gives his view on page 19. Mary Whitehouse has asked the police to charge Wilson with indecent exposure, whilst a company has offered him a huge sum to model a range of jock straps.
What? Oh, come on, they're making that up.
They must be.
They're lying. God, I'd like to get my hands on those journalists.
Well, you can. They've been camped outside all day.
Oh, no.
Children also watched in horror as Wilson grabbed glove puppet Vernon the Vole and ripped him to shreds, shouting, "Death to all gloves!" Producer Tom Sims said Vernon's death, live on television, meant the end of the show, and Vernon's creator, Denny Wicks, was said to be in deep shock.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Meanwhile, Wilson, a struggling actor who couldn't even get a part as a Dalek, denied that he'd exposed himself for the publicity.
Oh, great. What a disaster. Total disaster.
Now enter our famous flasher competition and win a video.
I'm ruined, Sue. I'm ruined. I've lost a job, I'm a national disgrace, and I'm the owner of the most famous rash in Britain.
Oh, I'm sorry. Still, there's one good thing about it.
What's that?
Well, you wanted to know Kate Hutton's address, didn't you?
Kate Hutton's address?
The News of the World found it. Vole man was useless in bed, says first girlfriend.
That was An Actor's Life for Me, written by Paul Mayhew Archer and starring John Gordon Sinclair, Gary Waldhorn, Caroline Quentin, Jonathan Pigg, John Badley, David Goodison and Jane Whittenshaw. The producer was Paul Spencer.